Now we have introduced to us another character, and this character is really not a delightful one at all. It's the Red Dragon. This is not a funny paper characterization either. Nothing funny about him. In fact, it's very solemn and serious. I'm reading my translation, verses 3 and 4. And there was seen another sign in heaven. You notice these are signs that are given to us, and they're not literal. I told you John would make it clear as he went along. If he's giving you a symbol, he'll make it clear in some way to you that that's what it is. There was another sign in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems. And those are kingly crowns, by the way. And his tail draweth a third of the stars of heaven, and he did cast them into the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman about to be delivered, and when she was delivered, that he might devour her child. Now, this is a sign that sets before us the red dragon, and the red dragon is Satan. You're going to say, how do you know that? Well, I know that because verse 9 will identify him. And I'm reading verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So that we can identify this character without speculating at all. Now, in this second sign, the true character of Satan is revealed with all the wrappings removed. He is great here. We're told that he's the great red dragon. He's great. And he's great because of his vast power. He controls the nations of the world and offered them to the Lord Jesus if he'd worship him, because that finally is what Satan wants, is worship. And he offered the kingdoms of this world. He said, they're mine, and they are his. And he controls them today. We've already seen that. In that day, it was Rome. But he's controlled every nation, you see. Now, it says he's red. And because of the fact that he was a murderer from the beginning, John 8:44 tells us that. He has no regard for human life. And why so many today serve him? Why is it that alcohol finally kills you? It's the worst killer there is today. Well, because Satan is back of it, friends. He has no regard for human life at all. Now, he's called a dragon. Why? Because of the viciousness of his character. He was originally created Lucifer, son of the morning. But he's now the epitome of evil and the depth of degradation. The most dangerous being in all of God's creation, your enemy and my enemy, if we're a child of God's. Now, we're going to be introduced later on in chapter 13 to a beast. And the beast in chapter 13, similar to the dragon. Why? Because we're going to see that it's the dragon there that brings out the beast. We'll see that when we get to it, and I'll save that until then. Now he has 7 heads. I think that suggests the perfection of wisdom which characterized the creation of Satan, who was originally the covering cherub. And in Ezekiel 28:12, which speaks of his origin, it says, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. And he's put as the figure there of Satan. And say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. And this reveals two of the fallacies that the world has concerning Satan. They think he's ugly. May I say to you, he was created perfect in beauty. And if you could see him today, you wouldn't see the foul creature that is pictured for us today by the world, even on a bottle of water that is sold today for certain purposes. There's that being, Satan, and he has horns, he has cloven feet, he has a forked tail. That's the great god Pan that the Greeks worshiped and Rome worshiped. That's not Satan, although Satan was back of that worship. And you find that temple in Pergamum. I've seen that temple in the ruins of the different temples to the great god Pan. In, I suppose, a dozen cities, he was certainly worshipped. It's not strange today that men are worshipping him. When they won't have God, they'll certainly take him. But he's smart. He's clever. He's wise. You and I are no match for him at all. And you and I will be overcome if we try to go forth in our own strength against him. And he's not only beautiful, but he's full of wisdom. That's the way he's presented. He has 10 horns, and I think that suggests the final division of the Roman Empire, which is dominated by Satan, and which is his final effort to rule the world. And this fits into that picture. And the crowns on the horns, not on the heads, since it is delegated power, are from Satan. And the crowns represent kingly authority and rulership. And the third part of the stars of heaven follow him. That speaks of his rebellion. Daniel makes reference to this. And the dragon hates the man-child that the woman has. And we're told in Genesis 3:15, the beginning of it, I'll put enmity between thee, that is Satan, the dragon, and the woman, and between thy seed, Satan, and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel.